Weather conditions across the Midwest over the next 5 to 7 days will not change greatly as a succession of weak weather disturbances bring cool air across the region with some brief moments of light precipitation. We don't expect any major storm systems to impact the region over this period of time. The focus of interest right now isn't so much on the Midwest weather as much as it is on South America. The forecast models today are all over the board regarding how much rain will or will not fall in Argentina. That's going to create a bit of confusion, but the one thing that is for sure, over the next 4 or 5 days, we're going to see a considerable amount of stress across Argentina's crop country. Extreme high temperatures will likely get well up into the upper 90s and probably into the lower 100s, with extremes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday possibly getting up to around 110 degrees. The heat will precede an opportunity for rain, and that's where the debate comes in. Most forecasters are seeing a divergence in the models out there, with the European forecast model, along with one of the latest GFS or American model forecasts, suggesting that significant rain may fall over multiple days in portions of Argentina's crop country. And if it does happen, of course, there would be some significant relief to the persistent dry and heat that has been prevailing. The other models are suggesting, no, there will only be temporary relief, and that's where the debate is lying. Today's official forecast from World Weather Incorporated does suggest that there will be an opportunity for some relief to occur late in the weekend coming up, as well as next week across Argentina, and it will provide at least some short-term relief. We're not convinced, though, that the rains will be heavy enough in the southwest to bring on a permanent change. In the meantime, Brazil will continue to see ideal weather. One of the features that's on the forecast models today is that a ridge of high pressure may develop over southern Brazil during the middle part of next week, creating a warm and dry bias for them. But soil moisture in Brazil is so much better than Argentina that the impact on the crops will be minor. In the meanwhile, back across the Midwest, our forecast will continue to promote three little disturbances that will move across the region over this coming week, and we'll likely see each one bring an opportunity for snow across northern portions of the region, but no real substantial major storm system is likely to impact the region. The temperatures across the region will have a little bit of a cooler bias relative to where we were over the weekend, and we will see some bitter cold conditions occurring in the upper Midwest only. On Friday morning, some areas in Wisconsin and Minnesota may see temperatures like they're going to see tomorrow morning, and that is with readings in the negative single digits and perhaps a handful of negative teens. But the cold doesn't get very far to the southeast. Northern Illinois will see temperatures in the positive single digit readings to maybe near zero, but that's as far south as the cold air will get. The rest of the Midwest will see lows mostly in the teens and some 20s over the next several days, and again, we don't expect to see major storm systems impact the region. There will be an ongoing dryness concern in the western United States, mostly in the far west, California and the Pacific Northwest, but also in western portions of the U.S. plains, in portions of hard red winter wheat country, where there is a significant need for precipitation and some cooler temperatures. The western half of the country will see quite a bit warmer than normal conditions prevailing for a while. This will reduce winter hardiness in most of the high plains wheat production areas, and a concern about future crop conditions will rise until cooler and wetter conditions return. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.